Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Three student officials at a Christian college have alleged that an African-American speaker made other people of color feel, quote, unheard, underrepresented, and unsafe, close quote, regarding his pro-life talk. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the speaker is Ryan Bomberger of the Radiance Foundation. I know him. He is someone who is solid. He is an African-American, pro-life, Christian. He presented a talk entitled Black Lives Matter In and Out of the Womb.
Wow, that's a powerful title.
That was the title of his speech. And he did this talk at a Christian college, which is Wheaton College, last month. He was the guest speaker of the Wheaton College Republicans. Bomberger talked about issues of hypocrisy in the Black Lives Matter leadership in announcing its solidarity with Planned Parenthood, which he said is the, quote, leading killer of Black lives, close quote.
You know, what a great example he is and a great person to give that talk, because Bomberger, who is a biracial African-American, was conceived in rape and then and raised in a mixed-race family. So for him to speak this, that Black Lives Matter in and outside the womb, that would be a powerful talk.
I would welcome him to come to any event to speak, and also to a college. Well, in this case, in response to Bomberger's interactive talk, Lauren Rowley, the Wheaton student body president, Tyler Whaler, the student body vice president, and Sammy Shields, the executive vice president of the college's community diversity, signed an email directed at the entire college claiming that Bomberger's talk distressed many people of color. And it says, as many of you know, a special interest club hosted an event on Wednesday night titled Black Lives Matter, In and Out of the Womb. The speaker for this event, Ryan Bomberger, made several comments at the event, the email continues, that deeply troubled members of our community. His comments, it says, surrounding the topic of race, made many students, staff, and faculty of color feel unheard, underrepresented, and unsafe on our campus, they wrote.
Unsafe?
Unsafe.
So what would they have preferred that he have been aborted? I mean, I don't get it. Why are they being so wimpy?
Well, they don't cite any examples of what they mean and what it was that he said that supports their allegation. But they did call Bomberger's opinions, quote, offensive rhetoric, close quote, and suggested that they, quote, compromise, close quote, the college's mission. They go on to say, quote, as student government, we are committed to the college's mission to promoting student programming that pursues unity, embraces ethnic diversity, and practices racial reconciliation so that it will contribute to the education of whole persons, and therefore felt it necessary to respond to the offensive rhetoric from the speaker at this event that compromised this mission, they said.
Wait a minute. At Wheaton College, their mission is in their sign right out front, for Christ and his kingdom. So speaking about pro-life, speaking about life is a part of what Christ is mandate, the sanctity of human life.
You know, I've said before that, you know, there's a lot of concern with the millennial or the younger generation, and that concern certainly is there. But one of the things that we see with Covenant Journey is there is a generation of young men and women, and we have them from over 300 colleges and universities, which actually includes Wheaton. Mm. So some students that have gone on our Covenant Journey program have come from Wheaton. But I'm talking about students from everywhere, University of Southern California, all these different schools.
Secular and Christian.
Secular, Christian, large, small, private, public, professional, technical, all over the country, military schools, including West Point. We have them from everywhere. And they're solid. They're on fire for the Lord Jesus. So these three student leaders, unfortunately, they don't represent the entire generation of that age. But unfortunately, these have gotten into leadership, and where they got their other education, who knows, but I don't know what they're getting at Wheaton that ultimately contributes to this. I'm not saying that Wheaton is doing so, but I'm very concerned about their lack of knowledge, mm-hmm. biblically and historically and socially. It is very clear. Ryan is strongly pro-life. Ryan is, as you mentioned, from a mixed marriage. He is African-American. He was raised in a biracial family. And it is very clear what Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger wanted to do. Mm-hmm. She was part of this whole Darwinian evolutionary social movement that ultimately said that it held Darwinian evolution to be true, and therefore social evolution had to be part of that. And consequently, in their view, contrary to the law of thermodynamics that everything degrades, their view was everything got better. Right. You progress to be better and better. The law of thermodynamics is actually everything gets worse and worse and it breaks down. But notwithstanding, that's their view. So they wanted to evolve a super race, and the only way to do that was to not allow certain kinds of races or people with certain conditions or alleged deficiencies, mental or physical, to propagate. And that's how she came up with setting up these contraception places in the black communities.
Right.
Because they were not part of the favored race.
To eliminate them, yeah.
They wanted to be eliminated. People that had epilepsy and other kinds of conditions wanted to eliminate them. A case even went to the U.S. Supreme Court, Buck versus Bell. Buck versus Bell, out of Virginia, in which the court said three generations of imbeciles are enough. Therefore, Virginia, you can forcibly sterilize this woman so she won't give birth to other low IQ people because we want to evolve a superior white race. That's their view. That was Margaret Sanger. She wanted to not allow blacks to propagate. Eventually, she created the abortion clinics, and these are set up oftentimes in minority neighborhoods, black, Hispanic, because she wants to continue, and the Planned Parenthood is part of this whole eugenics movement,
mm-hmm.
where lives don't matter, where black lives really don't matter, because if you look at the Maiafa movie, the documentary, it's about what happened in the black community, and it's the black community speaking about what happened in that community with the breakdown of the family and Planned Parenthood trying to stop the propagation of the black race.
Well, you know, going back to Wheaton, and Ryan said that he called the allegation that he made people at Wheaton feel unsafe hyperbole, and he said, "Are students at Wheaton taught to fear or taught to think?" And I think that's the important key, what you're talking about, the whole, you know, evolution of Planned Parenthood and the whole reason it was created. Are they really being taught to think what that's all about, eliminating their own race, or just going along with the propaganda that they're being taught?
Yeah, there's no way that Baumberger would make people feel unsafe.
No
I know him.
No
he said, for anyone, student, faculty, or staff to claim that they were unheard or underrepresented, they obviously didn't stay for the 25 minutes of Q&A that followed, or the additional 30 minutes that I stayed and responded to more thoughtful questions, as well as some baseless and even hostile accusations.
Perhaps it's the truth they're hearing that's making them feel unsafe and uneasy.
Well, it is shocking that this kind of response would come from students who are leaders in the student government from Wheaton College.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Christian college. And if it's coming from there, it certainly would come from other places as well. I can tell you what, Ryan Baumberger speaks the truth. And he's not harsh. He's just telling you the realities of what's going on with regards to the issue of abortion. The title was Black Lives Matter in and outside the womb. Mm-hmm. We need to protect the most innocent among us. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a section there regarding abortion. And also, the National Pro-Life Center has become part of the Liberty Council family of ministries. It is located in the nation's capital. It is single-focused on the sanctity of human life from the moment of fertilization until natural death. That's the National Pro-Life Center, NPLC. It's part of the Liberty Council family of ministries. You can learn more about it. Go to lc.org. Go to the About screen. You can click on the NPLC icon there and go right to the webpage. Stand with us as we stand for life. Go to lc.org. You can go to the donate section where you can give a year-end contribution or make a monthly pledge to the Ministry of Liberty Council.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.